There's good news at the start of the new year for police and firefighters in New Jersey, though it may have implications for homeowners already burdened by the highest property taxes in the nation. Joining me with details is NJ Spotlight reporter John Reitmeier. John, thanks for joining us again on NewsWorks tonight.
You're welcome.
The good news comes out of Trenton, where lawmakers made a change by not taking action before the new year. Explain.
Yeah, that's right. So there was a law first enacted in 2011 and then renewed in 2014 that put a cap, basically, on the salary increases that police officers and professional firefighters in New Jersey can get if they reach a contract impasse with their local government employers and they go through what's known as the binding arbitration process. That cap had been 2% going all the way back to 2011. The law was set to sunset at the end of 2017, and by not taking any action, Democratic legislative leaders let that cap, in fact, sunset. And so now the cap has been lifted, and that restraint is no longer on these arbitrators when they hear these contract cases involving the police officers and the firefighters.
Is there a way to assess how effective the cap was when it was in effect?
Well, that's been a matter of debate in New Jersey for the last several months, actually. A task force was set up to study the effectiveness of the arbitration cap, and several members were appointed by Governor Christie, a Republican, and several other members were appointed by Democratic legislative leaders, and those members never reached an agreement as to how effective the cap has been. The gubernatorial appointees released their own report saying that since the cap was first put in place, it saved property taxpayers an estimated $530 million in increases that they would have had to pay, assuming the old rules were in place. The legislative appointees never signed on to that report, and even though this task force was supposed to issue a final agreement and report on the effectiveness of the cap, they could never reach that agreement, and so this report never came out. So we only have the estimations released by the gubernatorial appointees, which seem to use pretty valid math.
Above and beyond the political wrangling, it has drawn the attention of a Wall Street credit rating agency.
Yeah, so Fitch Ratings issued a recent notice to investors to just let them know that this arbitration cap was due to expire and that in the future it could put pressure on New Jersey municipalities in the sense that there's also a broader 2% cap on property tax levy increases that's been in effect also since 2011 in New Jersey, signed into law around the same time as this arbitration cap. That's a permanent cap, and that remains in effect. So at the same time that the local governments are being forced to restrain their overall increases in property taxes to 2%, which most New Jersey residents are probably appreciative of, one of their biggest line items, that is the expenditures for police officer and firefighter salaries, are no longer subject to the same 2% restraint if they can't reach an agreement and they go through the arbitration process. So down the road, what this could force some towns to do, and this is the issue that Fitch raised, is make them consider either cutting services or proposing raising property taxes. And in New Jersey, the only way to get around the 2% property tax cap is to go to a referendum and ask voters if the local officials would have permission to go over the 2% cap.
By law, police in New Jersey are prohibited from going on strike. How does the arbitration process work?
It's set up specifically to prevent a situation where we have public safety union members on strike due to a contract dispute. And so the binding arbitration process is specifically in place to create a mechanism for the unions and the local officials to be able to mediate their difference and make a case before an arbitrator who will then say, okay, after I've looked at all the facts, here's what the new contract should be.
How do New Jersey police and firefighter wages compare to their cohort in other states?
Census figures indicate that New Jersey police officers and professional firefighters are among or are the highest paid in the entire country in their job titles. That was a point that was made in this report that was released recently by the gubernatorial appointees studying the effectiveness of the 2% arbitration cap.
With an imminent change at the helm, is there a sense of how Governor-elect Murphy will weigh in on this issue?
That's a really good question because Governor-elect Murphy's been holding his cards very close to the vest on this one. There was an expectation that possibly this task force could reconcile its differences and generate some final report that would make a last recommendation. Murphy had been saying he wanted to see a final report before making any final decision. He's apparently even said that again today, but there's little expectation that this task force will resolve its differences.
John, thanks for bringing us up to date on this issue.
You're welcome. Anytime.
NJ Spotlight reporter John Reitmeier.